ओ भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, Reading from Granthara Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 7, Chapter 15, Text 79. Chapter entitled, Instructions for Civilized Human Beings. Krishna Parthau Upamantriya Pujita Prayau Muni Srutva Krishnam Param Brahma Partha Paramavismita Krishna Partha Upamantriya Pujita Prayau Muni Srutva Krishnam Param Brahma Partha Paramavismita Krishna Partha Upamantriya Pujita Prayau Munihi Srutva Krishnam Param Brahma Partha Paramavismita. Mataji's, please. Krishna, Lord Krishna, Parthau and Maharaj Yudhishthira, Upamantriya, bidding farewell. Pujitaha, being worshipped by them. Prayayo, left that palace, left the place. Muni, Narada Muni, Srutva, after hearing, Krishnam, about Krishna, Param Brahma, as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Partha, Maharaj Yudhisthira, Parama Vishmita, became most amazed. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Translation: Narada Muni, being worshipped by Krishna and Maharaj Yudhisthira, bade them farewell and went away. Yudhisthira Maharaj, having heard that Krishna, his cousin, is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, was struck with wonder. Purport: after hearing the conversation between Narada and Yudhisthira, if one still has any doubts about Krishna's being the Supreme Personality of Godhead, one should immediately give them up. Asamsayam samagram, without any doubt and without any defect, one should understand Krishna to be the Supreme Personality of Godhead and thus surrender at His lotus feet. Ordinary persons do not do this even after hearing all the Vedas. But if one is fortunate, although it may be even after many, many births, he comes to this conclusion. Bahunam janmanam ante jnanavan mam prabhadyate. Om ajnana timurandasya gananjana. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Shrimate Devamrita Swamini Tinamine. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhaktivedanta Swamini Tinamine. Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pacharine Nirvisesha Sunyavadi Paschate Desarine. Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sivasadi Gaur Bhaktavinda. Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama. So thank you for everybody for being here. I try to get out of giving this class, but because I just recently gave, Romkar said it's the beginning of a new month and, you know, I'm going away, so he insisted. And it is explained that to glorify Krishna, we shouldn't be shy. To speak about ourselves, we should be like embarrassed. But to glorify Krishna, we should be able to do that every day if we are asked. So it's a very beautiful ending of this canto. And we can see how Narada Muni was explaining to Maharaj Yudhisthira about Krishna's exalted position, Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But here we see in this translation, Narada Muni is leaving after being worshipped by Krishna and Maharaj Yudhisthira. So Krishna was there, obviously. And Krishna is always setting the example. This famous prayer when we offer bhoga to Krishna, we sing, you know, Namo Brahmanya Devaya Go Brahmana Hitaya Cha Jagad Hitaya Krishnaya Govindaya Namo Nama. Krishna is always showing us the standard of worshipping the Brahmanas and worshipping and protecting the cows. Because without worshipping the Brahmanas and protecting the cow, there is no question of human society. There's no question of like civilized human beings. Nowadays, practically speaking, there's no like Brahmanas. And people also have no idea actually what is a Brahmana. It's like one of my friends, he's from Poland. He was traveling and he saw one nice t-shirt in an airport mall. So he went inside to buy the t-shirt. And the store happened to be run by an Indian person. The owner happened to be an Indian. So this Polish devotee took off his shirt so he can try this t-shirt. And this owner almost fainted seeing that this person had a Brahmin thread. And he's like, "Hey, what's that? What are you wearing?" And my friend said, "This is like a, you know, Brahmin thread, sacred thread. How can you wear a Brahmin thread? Like, you're not from India." You know, you're like, he's like white body. So this person almost like blown away by this, seeing this. So my friend preached to him, and then this person ended up giving him a free t-shirt. So we have no idea what is a Brahmana. And we practically speaking, there's no real Brahmanas in Kali Yuga, qualified Brahmanas. And also there's no cow protection. Even in the land of Dharma, India, I saw this documentary, how there's only like 30 million or something cows left. There's a, you know, like 1.5 billion people. And everybody is pretty much, you know, eats a lactose-based diet. Everybody loves paneer and lassi and yogurt. There's not much milk left. So much so, they're importing milk powder from New Zealand and Australia and other places. So it's a very sad situation. There's no Brahmanical culture and there's no cow protection. And this amazing thing is, in India, you know, if you want to like buy like meat, the cheapest meat available is cow meat. So all the poor people, they take to that. So cheap, it's unbelievable. So we're living in a situation, we're living in a society all over the world. I mean, not to speak of cow slaughter in Europe and America and New Zealand. The whole thing is like topsy-turvy. Even people can't understand even basic teachings. Like, you know, we have to be vegetarian and we're not the body, or, you know, there's reincarnation. People can understand even basic teachings, or they won't even agree with us. Pretty much people argue about everything these days. It's a very sad situation. People, like Prabhupada jokes, you know, how this man was dying and his wife was encouraging him, like saying, "Chant, chant, chant." And the guy replied, "Can't, can't, can't." So it's like that. As soon as you say something, immediately, like, even without thinking, the natural response of people is to disagree with us. So it's a very sad situation. But Prabhupada explained how even a small percentage of this world's population, even like 1%, of the world's population takes to Krishna consciousness, the face of the world will change. There's a great hope. There is, but it does take some intelligence. Not everybody can take to Krishna consciousness. It's like this famous verse Prabhupada would often quote, "Krishna Varnam Tusa Krishnam." சங்கோபாங்கஸ்திர பர்ஷதை யஜ்யை சங்கீர்த்தனை பிராயர் யஜந்திஹி சுமேதசா. Those who are intelligent in this age of Kali, they will take to this chanting of Hare Krishna and worship Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his associates. But Prabhupada explains how those who are less intelligent, or Prabhupada would often say those whose heads are filled with like cow dung, they cannot, you know, take to this path of Krishna consciousness. They are called Alpamedasa. Alpamedasa means those who are less intelligent. They can't take to this process. Like Hiranyakashipu, when he asked Prahlad Maharaj, you know, you're a 5-year-old boy and, you know, we don't see anybody coming from outside to teach you Krishna consciousness. And, you know, we never taught you any Krishna consciousness. How is that you're talking like this? And Prahlad Maharaj can sense that Hiranyakashipu is afraid for himself and all the kids in the school. So he explained, Prahlad Maharaj explained, don't worry that, you know, you will never take to Krishna consciousness. Not by your own efforts, not by others teaching you, or combination of both. Matirna Krishne, Parato Svatova, Mito Abhivatyeta Griha Vritanam, Adanta Gobir Vishatam Tamisaram, Puna Puna Charvita Charvananam. Prahlad Maharaj explained that, you know, Adanta Gopir, because of uncontrolled senses, Griha Vratanam, those who are like, you know, repeatedly chewing the chewed in this material existence, they can never take to Krishna consciousness, not by their own efforts, by somebody else preaching to them, or a combination of both. It's like Prabhupada, one person asked Prabhupada, Swamiji, what happens if everybody in this world takes to Krishna consciousness? What will happen to this world, you know? How will this world go on? Prabhupada said, don't worry, there will always be fools like you who will never take to Krishna consciousness and they will keep this world going. Prabhupada was humorous, but at the same time he was talking the fact. Like in my last class, we were discussing how four kinds of people take to Krishna consciousness. You know, those who are inquisitive, those who are distressed, those who are seeking knowledge, those who are seeking wealth. These are like four kinds of people that take to Krishna consciousness. And Krishna also explains in the Bhagavad Gita, there are four classes of people that will never take to Krishna consciousness. Krishna explains, Namam Duskritino Muda Prapadyante Naradama Maya Paritagyana Asuram Bhavam Asrita. Krishna explains that Duskritina, those who are miscreants, Naradama, those who are like lowest of mankind, Muda, those who are foolish, and Maya Paritagyana, those whose knowledge is stolen away by illusion. These four classes of men, they will never take to Krishna consciousness. And Prabhupada would say, just see if somebody is accepting that they're, you know, Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. If he does, immediately he is classified as Mahatma, is classified as the greatest soul. But if he doesn't, then he comes under these four classes of men. Immediately we don't give them any like value, Prabhupada would say. So, just like in this verse, we can see how Narada Muni is explained to Maharaj Yudhisthira. You know, you see Krishna as your cousin, but Krishna is not just your cousin, he's more than your cousin. He is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So by hearing, Yudhisthira Maharaj understood the position of Krishna. Same thing with Arjuna. When Arjuna heard the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna is asking Arjuna at the end of the Bhagavad Gita, so what is your conclusion after hearing the Bhagavad Gita? Arjuna says, Nashta Moho Smriti Labdha. He says, by hearing this your teachings, my illusion is gone and my memory is re-established. So by hearing from a proper source, we can actually become enlightened. Just like Maharaj Yudhisthira, Arjuna. Arjuna said, you know, my illusion is completely gone. So it's very, very important to hear from a proper source. Otherwise, you can listen to Bhagavad Gita and Mahabharata and Ramayana and all the Vedas all life long. But our hearts will be untouched. It's like, you know, I've met people all life, they're reading Vedas and they go to like, you know, spiritual gatherings and they've done meditation, this, that. But, you know, they have no understanding of, you know, the Vedas. You can tell immediately. They don't even agree with basic stuff, even after all this hearing and so-called chanting. But anybody who reads Prabhupada's books, immediately they will be, their hearts will change. And we all, like all of us are here because of that. Otherwise the hearts remain untouched and, like Prabhupada says, steel framed like a rock, like a desert. We cannot understand the Vedas without hearing from a proper source. Without hearing from a devotee, we cannot access these teachings, period. It's like a group of swamis came to see Prabhupada. And immediately Prabhupada asked them, so what's your understanding of God? And they were like taken aback. They said, Swamiji, you know, it's a very deep subject matter, you know. You're asking about God immediately like that, you know. It takes like so much reading and so much discussion. Prabhupada said, no. Say it in few words. Just summarize who's the Supreme Personality of God. And they couldn't. Big beard and robes and studied in austere conditions. Prabhupada called one of the kids playing, Gurukula kids, devotee kids, and asked, who's the Supreme? Immediately the kid said, oh, Krishna is the Supreme Personality of God. Prabhupada opened the jar and gave him a sweet. Prabhupada said, this kid is far better than you guys. Because they know the conclusion. It's not like about like studying for days and days and months and lifetimes and still you can't understand, you know, who is the Supreme Personality of God. So we have to be non-envious and give oral reception. Like Krishna explained to Arjuna, because you're non-envious, I'm speaking to you this knowledge through which you can become free from all the miseries of material existence. So Arjuna was non-envious. So it's very important quality of a devotee to be non-envious, especially non-envious of another devotee receiving mercy. Because if you're envious of another devotee getting the mercy, that means we are envious of Krishna indirectly, who's giving the mercy. Because we are envious pretty much of the authority that's giving the mercies. Like Giriraj Maharaj asked Prabhupada, you know. So how do you deal with envy of another person doing better than you? Prabhupada said, Krishna is unlimited. It's not like Krishna gave him the mercy, so he's not able to give you the mercy. He can also give it to you. It's unlimited. So you can also work hard and get the mercy, just like the other person you're envious of is getting the mercy. So this is the secret to be non-envious and hear from a proper source. But in Kali Yuga, it's very difficult because there's so many, everybody is pretty much filled with so many bad qualities. All the good qualities are stripped, just like, you know, in New Zealand, I've seen like the farmers, you know, they take like a buzzer and they shave the lamb, you know, they grow a lot of fur. So the farmers take a buzzer and shave all the wool, you know. The Kali Yuga takes a buzzer and shaves everybody and strips naked all the qualities necessary to grow in spiritual life. It's a very unfortunate situation. But still, we have to give people the opportunity to, start. Like Prabhupada ends this purport by saying, Bahunam Janmanam Ante Gyanavan Prabodhyat. After many, many millions of births, one will actually come to the conclusion that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But we should still give them the opportunity to start. It's like the example, there was one devotee, one sadhu, he was going door to door asking for like alms, asking for some prasad. And there was this lady, so miserly and rude. So every time the devotee knocked the door, she would like yell at him and chase him away. But the devotee compassionately kept going back to give her an opportunity to serve, you know. So she became so annoyed. One day she grabbed like a handful of ashes and came and threw it in his pot, you know. Just to make a point, you know, I tell you every day I want to give you anything, still you keep annoying me. And the devotee was so happy. And the lady asked, why you're so happy? I just gave you some ashes, you know. And the devotee said, you know what? At least you started giving something. So there is hope. All these days you didn't give anything. Similarly, even people give a little bit of anything to Krishna, we should be so happy. Because we've been in this material world like millions of births, following our uncontrolled minds and senses. It's not like, you know, we're having hard time controlling our mind just in this lifetime, because we have created a monster out of our minds for so many births, doing whatever Maya dictates us. So we have to encourage people, whatever they're able to give to Krishna, it's a wonderful thing after many, many births. We have to become expert at administering the medicine, just like a child, you know, he won't take something that's bitter, even though he's sick, so the parents give him like candy-coated medicine. So we have to become expert at presenting Krishna consciousness so people will take to Krishna consciousness and perfect their lives. But we should be careful not to think that we actually know how to preach better than Srila Prabhupada or our spiritual master. We have to be careful about that. So this Kali Yuga is not at all favorable, but still, it's explained how the saintly people, saints and sages, they actually worship Kali Yuga. How is that possible, you know? How is it possible that the saints and sages worship Kali Yuga? Even though Kali Yuga is not at all favorable. It's like this joke Ratna posted on Facebook, how this old lady... really old lady was like smoking a cigar, and somebody asked her, like, you know, you look so happy, you know, what's your secret? And she said, you know, I smoke like a pack of cigars every day, I drink a bottle of wine every day, and you know, I eat only junk food, and I have unrestricted sex, and on she went. And then the person was confused, you know, so he asked her, like, so how old are you? And she said, I'm 36. So these are activities that people glorify, celebrate and promote, but it's destroying us. It's destroying all the finer human qualities. Like Prabhupada would often say, you know, Sutta Kirti Prabhu was quoting, Prabhupada say, you boys and girls, if it was not for this chanting, you can't accomplish anything. Because so much illicit sex and so much intoxication that You can't accomplish anything without, if it was not for this chanting. So this chanting is our only hope in Kali Yuga. That's why the saints and sages, they worship Kali Yuga, because we have this chanting easily available. It's explained how Vishwamitra Muni, he was a great mystic yogi, and he was meditating for like 60,000 years, trying to attain perfection. And there was this heavenly damsel, what's her name? Amala? Menaka. And she came to distract him, and he had his eyes closed, and then he just heard her ankle bells ring, and that was enough for him to give up his meditation and go with her. Again, he was regretting. Again, he started meditating another 60,000 years. And there came another Apsara. Urvasi? There was another heavenly damsel that came to distract him. And he was so upset that he actually burnt her to ashes with his glance. Like Prahlada Nanda Swami says, luckily she had a nice life insurance. So she got burnt to ashes. So again he was defeated. So third time, he did it like another 60,000 years, just to attain the level of Brahman realization. So in previous yugas, it was like people were so competent and they were so serious about spiritual life. But nowadays, we are not even serious about spiritual life, and we have no determination, we have no, seriousness to practice spiritual life. Therefore, this chanting is given to us. This chanting was always available in all yugas, but people were more competent in previous yugas. They took to more difficult processes. But we are actually distracted by many external things. Like Prahlad Maharaj says, Bahirartha manina anda yatandair pageyamana tepishu tantra urudam nibadda. Prahlad Maharaj says, we take shelter of so many external things, external energy. And we put our faith in so many external things other than Krishna. So as long as we do that, ye yathamam prabodhyante tam stataiva bhajami aham, Krishna says, I reciprocate according to your surrender. So if we invest our faith in so many things, then that's what we're going to get. It's like the example, like Suhas Prabhu was reading this morning, how Gajendra was praying to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But when he first got attacked by the crocodile, this elephant thought like, my family members will... First he thought he can defeat the crocodile by his strength, because he was king of the forest. Usually the lion is the king of the forest. In this instance it's said Gajendra was the king of the forest. And he had so much strength. So he thought he can easily defeat the crocodile, and he couldn't. He thought all his family members would help him, but as usual, fallible soldiers, they went away after some time. And after some time, he still had hope. You know how we all have hope, things get better. We may be going through difficult times, things will get better. But it didn't for Gajendra. So after thousands of years of struggle, he was exhausted, he was losing the battle. Finally, he picked up a flower and called for Krishna. Same thing with Draupadi. She was trying to fight with Dushyasan, who had like the power of 10,000 elephants, who was trying to strip her naked. She tried, her husbands couldn't save her, she couldn't save herself. Finally she called out, Hey Krishna, Hey Govinda. She let go of everything, called Krishna. So, unless we take full shelter of Krishna, as long as we think something of this world will help us and save us and make our lives perfect, that's actually illusion. So we have to hear from authoritative sources, like, you know, reading Prabhupada's books, hearing from disciples of Prabhupada, and learn the art of practicing Krishna consciousness without being distracted. Even within Krishna consciousness, there's so many distractions. As soon as new people come, even within Krishna consciousness, we're always in anxiety because who are they going to talk to? Because a new person thinks everybody is a pure devotee and everybody is an authority, and then they hear from, you know, conspiracy theorists, and they hear from another math, and or they, you know, if it's a beautiful woman, then the men wants to take advantage of them, the nice looking guy, then the ladies wants to take, not always, but a lot of instances, almost like when a new person comes, you know, it's like we have to, they have to be careful who they hear from, and we also have to watch out for them that they grow nicely, they don't get taken away. It's like so many new people came to Bhakti House and they were chanting, and so many outside influences came and distracted them. So these are some of the thoughts on this verse and purport. Any questions? Archita Bro? Okay. Archita Prabhu is asking me to finish this last verse so the canto is over. So translation of text 80. On all the planets within this universe, the varieties of living entities, moving and non-moving, including the demigods, demons and human beings, were all generated from the daughters of Maharaj Daksha. I have now described them and their different dynasties. Thus ends the Bhaktivedanta purports of the 7th canto, 15th chapter of the Srimad Bhagavatam, entitled Instructions for Civilized Human Beings. And Prabhupada ends by saying, completed on the night of Vaisakhi Sukla Ekadashi, the 10th of May 1976, in the temple of Panchatattva, New Navadvip, Honolulu, by the mercy of Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Srivasadi Gaura Bhaktavinda. And then Prabhupada says, thus we may happily chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. End of the 7th canto. What an amazing disciple Prabhupada is. On behalf of his guru, he's in the 7th canto, such an amazing accomplishment, and he's so happy for his Guru Maharaj that he's saying, thus we may happily chant. Anything? Discussion, question, comments? Grantharaj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jaya, Srila Prabhupada ki jaya.
all kinds of stuff on here.